I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. May I speak with Gloria Battle?
Gloria Battle. I'm
going to
ask you a couple questions.
Hello.
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 Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet blog, or television station?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
61.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10? Extremely motivated.
Yes, extremely motivated.
Okay, and what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10?
It's a lot of reasons.
Okay. Would you like to share one?
No.
Okay, no problem. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
Approve.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
Keeping up.
Thank you. Now, I am going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Reducing crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you. Banning assault weapons.
10.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Raising taxes on big corporations and wealthy to make sure they pay their fair share.
10.
Addressing the black maternal health crisis by ensuring quality maternal care before, during, and after birth.
10.
Improving K through 12 education and school education.
10.
Expanding treatment and rehab services for victims of opioids and fentanyl.
10.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. Bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president. Improving K-12 at public schools and making college more affordable. Combating the rights of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back. Tackling inflation and improving the economy, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard fight for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
Protecting our democracy.
Okay. Would you like to choose another one?
No, that was.
All right, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you do not. Democrats in Congress. Okay. J.D. Vance.
What was that one again?
J.D. Vance.
What is that?
It's one of the persons that is going for a position.
90.
Thank you. Barack Obama.
100.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know who Hakeem Jeffries is.
Okay, no problem. Cornel West.
80.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
95.
Right. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you very much. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we would like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman.
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in Africa. I apologize, in America.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Thank you. I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
What was that question again? I'm sorry.
Yes, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I would like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. We'll fight for people like you.
Kamala Harris.
Okay, would you say much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Kamala Harris.
Securing our borders.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. Some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security as long as